Hello. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Peter Walsh.
As usual, we will have more news stories from Norwich and a feature about the Lawrence Scott Company. But we begin with Information Desk.
The NNAB have organised a golf day at Borborough Golf Club on Friday the 15th of July from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Teams of four are £200. This includes a bacon butty on registration, a two-course barbecue and 18 holes of golf on an immaculate course. To enter a team of four, please contact Jeremy Goss at the NNAB. Telephone number 01603 629558. If you're interested in the Garden Eyes programme, there will be a guided tour of the gardens at Blickling Hall on Friday the 22nd of July. Please contact Mark Smith at the NNAB for further details. Telephone 01603 629558.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a tables and chairs licence on the highway from the proprietors of Giggling Squid outside their premises at 21 Tombland, Norwich, for a total of 40 tables and 106 chairs, Monday to Sunday from morning to midnight, to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman by the 29th of July, please, on telephone number 01603 212 7278, or you can email antonyshearman@norwich.gov.uk.
Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. Cost £3. Their next meeting is on the 19th of July. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine, 01603 629558, or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
On this part, we feature two war stories, one from the Great War and the other about the Second World War and a heroine of the Holocaust. Also included plans for homes in Thorpe Woods have been revived, and hopes that the Northern Distributor Road could be linked to the A47. But our first story reports on the retirement of a valuable volunteer.
She's helped hundreds solve their financial problems, and now a community will forever be in her debt. About 30 people were at the West Norwich Credit Union branch in Earlham West to pay tribute to Frida Sheehy, 63, as she retired after 30 years of volunteering and serving the community. Mrs. Sheehy, who was made an MBE for her community work in 2013, said she was delighted so many people were there for her retirement party. She said, "It's absolutely lovely. So many of my friends and family are here. Without them, I wouldn't have an MBE. It belongs to all of us." Mrs. Sheehy has volunteered for everything from playgroups to junior discos, an anti-bullying campaign and seniors' lunch clubs. She gained a reputation as the woman who only has Thursdays off because of her commitment to volunteering. But it has been through her work helping people get out of debt that many people know her best. In 1992, she helped set up the Earlham Credit Union, which later became West Norwich Credit Union, and helped form the Norwich Money Advice and Budgeting Service 8 years ago. Mrs. Sheehy, who lives in Bixley Close and has three children and five grandchildren, said, I've always enjoyed helping people. We often say the first meeting is tea and tissues, and the second is tea and biscuits. Sometimes all it takes is a call to the council, and then we can get helped them on the road to recovery. As at the party, Mrs. Sheehy was given a bouquet and a cut cake. Mrs. Sheehy has seen West Norwich Credit Union grow from a collection point in a back room and double entry bookkeeping to an organisation worth £500,000, which has granted over £2 million in small loans.
The story of Norwich's unheralded heroine of the Holocaust has been published in a new book, and its author is excited about visiting the city which nurtured this extraordinary woman. During research into his own family history, leading human rights lawyer Philip Sands revealed the selfless bravery of Elsie Tilney, the Surrey Chapel missionary who put her life at risk to help Jewish internees in occupied France. Mr. Sands began by investigating the mystery woman who had rescued his mother, Ruth, from Nazi-annexed Austria as a baby in 1939. His search, prompted by the discovery of a yellowing scrap of paper with a handwritten address in Norwich, eventually led him to Surrey Chapel archivist Rosamond Codling, who helped him piece together the rest of Elsie's previously untold tale. Now the story forms a key part of Mr. Sands' book, entitled East West Street, On the Origins of Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity, which he will bring to Norwich. Here is an individual who risked her own life on numerous occasions over a period of 5 years and never told a single person what she had done, he said. I couldn't help but think the community she grew up in imbued her with these values. It made me think of Norwich in a certain way. It is a special community.
Communities have come together across Norwich and Norfolk to remember those who lost their lives in one of the bloodiest battles of the First World War. Services and commemorations were held throughout the county to mark the centenary of the start of the Battle of the Somme, during which more than 1 million men were killed and wounded. The British suffered almost 60,000 casualties alone on the first day of the five-month battle against the Germans, which was fought in northern France on a 15-mile front. On the 1st of July, that brutal battle of attrition and the sacrifices of those who took part was remembered in moving and emotional services in Norfolk and in France. There was a special evensong service at Norwich Cathedral at 5:30 p.m. with a vigil for peace, which included appropriate readings. Earlier in the day in Norwich, there was a wreath-laying ceremony at the First World War Memorial at the city's Earlham Cemetery.
A fiercely opposed scheme for homes in the heart of ancient woodland, just outside Norwich, has been revived 2 years after it was dealt what appeared to be a costly blow. In 2014, campaigners celebrated when Broadland District Council deemed Thorpe Woods unsuitable for development, knocking back developer Socially Conscious Capital's vision for between 630 and 800 homes on the land. The original plans proposed in 2010 on behalf of landowners Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust had attracted more than 2,000 letters of objection from those concerned over the impact on the woods, which straddled Plumstead Road East and stretched north towards Salhouse Road. Now the developer has put forward a downsized version of the bid, which would include up to 300 homes, none south of Plumstead Road, and a woodland park with bike and pedestrian links to the local community. Jason Beckett of the Friends of Thorpe Woods said, "The revised scheme did little to allay the group's fears for the historic site."
Hopes have been raised that the controversial Norwich Northern Distributor Road could yet be linked to the A47 to the west of the city. Discussions have been held with the Environment Agency and Natural England over the possibility of completing the missing link to the A47 on the 178 5 Million Road, neither has ruled out the possibility of an acceptable scheme being devised. The lack of a link has been a criticism of the 12.5-mile road, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road. People in places such as Cossey, Western Longville and Ringland fear the roads currently being built will lead to rat running where they live in the absence of a proper connection from the A1067 to the A47. And a group of councillors at Norfolk County Council has been working on reviving the missing link, previously ruled out because the cost of crossing the River Wensum, designated as a special area of conservation, was prohibitive.
Our second feature is by Derek James and tells of a reunion of workers of the last of the industrial giants of Norwich. Your reader is Robin Quine.